Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me again today. So, I don't know about you, but I'm actually feeling really good. I'm gassed. I don't know about what. I'm just excited. I'm in a good mood. I think it's because of the people that I was hanging out with. Yeah. Maybe. Anyways, today's episode is a little bit different and fun, I guess. It's nothing too serious, but it's just a fun one, okay? So don't get offended. Obviously, no one will get offended because this is the reality. This is like things that are, you know, they're visible. We all see it. We all know what's going on. So we're going to be describing, you know, different people when it comes to serving looks, you know, when it comes to fashion, dressing up and looking good. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about the different kinds of people. So, I have, like, 6 types of people here on my list. I think this is really going to be funny. I actually feel like laughing. When I was writing this down, I was actually laughing. And each time I wrote, like, a certain group of people, someone came to mind. So, the first group of people, right, when it comes to, you know, looking good and dressing up and whatnot, is the I don't care. These ones, they just don't care. It doesn't matter if it's an event. It doesn't matter if it's class. It doesn't matter if they're going to church. It doesn't matter if they're going to the shop. It doesn't matter if they're inside. The way they dress, you just won't understand. You just don't get it. You ask yourself questions like, why is this person dressed like this? They just don't care. They just wear anything, you know? I don't know, but like, it's just not something that's presentable. They don't wear the right clothes at the right time. So yeah, these are the I don't care. The way they dress is just, you can't understand the way they dress. There's just question marks everywhere, but we're not judging. The second ones are the ones that only look good outside. This is probably where most of us are found under this category. The ones that only look good when they're going out, when they're going for an occasion, they're going to the shop, or they're just stepping out of their rooms. When you see them inside, you would actually run. You would wonder, like, who's this human being? This is the same human being that I saw outside 2 days ago. Outside, they look like they're on the catwalk. They are looking good. They have their hair brushed, their hair combed, their makeup done, their beard shaved. They're looking, you know, in order. But when you see them indoors, you don't even want to look at them for the second time. The third group is the moody. So these ones, it doesn't matter if it's inside or outside. Some days when they're going outside, they don't care. They're going to the mall. They'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to wear slippers and whatever, a vest and a short, or I'm going to wear this dress and it doesn't even matter. And they're on their way. Some days they're just feeling all, you know, feeling like looking good and stuff like that. They'll wear their best clothes and their best whatnot. They look good. Then they go outside. Even indoors, sometimes they wake up, they're feeling so good about themselves. That day they comb their hair and fix themselves and, you know, they're looking good inside. When you meet them, you're like, oh, where are you going? They're like, oh, no, I'm just home. I'm just chilling. Some days they just wake up, they're looking like, I don't know, a clown, you know, still in their pajamas the whole day. They don't even care. So, yeah, these are the moody. Most of us are actually under this category. The fourth group is the influencers. So under this group, I think there's 2 types of influencers, right? The natural ones, you know, those ones are just, it just comes natural. They just look good. They don't even try. They look good when they post their pictures on the Instagram page. It's like, wow, this one is looking nice. You know, you even get fashion tips from them because they just naturally look good. They don't even have to try so hard. And then there's the ones that try so hard. They are influencers, but you can tell that, oh my God, this person, someone probably just told them, you know what, you look good. And they decided to actually start like, you know, a blog, a fashion blog or something like that. They don't even, anyways, I don't want to say much, but like, you know them, you know them. And then the 5th ones are the ones that look good all the time. These ones, they are like your role model. They don't even try so hard. They don't even try so hard. They're always looking good. When you meet them, you're like, wow, how are you always looking so good? You see their pictures, you're like, wow, this person is always looking good. They're so pretty. They're so handsome. Even when you meet them indoors, you ask them, where are you going? They're like, no, I'm just around. I'm just in the hostel, or I'm just in my room. Or, you know, they take a peek from inside and you think they're actually going somewhere, but that's just how they look when they're at home. They're just looking nice. Be it on the streets, be it home, they just look nice all the time. They know how to dress for the right occasions. They know how to match their clothes. They know what fits them perfectly. They know how to do their hair. They look good all the time. Then the 6th and the last group, the ones that have all the resources. They have all the clothes in the world. They have everything, but they just don't know how to style or match their clothes. In Zambia, we have a tribe called the Tonga, right? You guys, this is not supposed to be offensive or anything like that, but like everybody knows, people tease like the Tonga and stuff like that because they are known for, you know, matching weird colors, rainbow colors, orange, green, and stuff like that. This is where these people fall under. The ones that can't even match their clothes, right? They have everything, you guys. They have all the, you know, the branded clothes, the Gucci's, the what, but when they put the things together, they just don't come out as they imagine. So, yeah. Oh, you know, this is what I want to say, right? Now that we've come to the end, I've mentioned, you know, those six different types of people when it comes to, you know, seven looks. Oh, you know, it only matters if you're comfortable with yourself, right? If you're comfortable with what you wear, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Nobody should tell you how to dress. You should dress the way you want to dress, but let's dress appropriately for the right occasions, right? You can't be going for an interview and you are dressed in, I don't know, you're wearing sweatpants. It doesn't just make sense. Or you're going for dinner. You miss out on opportunities. Just by the way you dress, someone will be able to judge and say, you know what, this person doesn't look serious. So you should be able to know at least how to dress and when to dress. It's just a thing. Everybody should be like that. So yeah, as long as you're comfortable in your own skin, you like what you wear, nobody should be able to judge you for what you wear. You should feel free in your own clothes. And I think that's where I'll end, just there. So I hope this was entertaining or this was fun, because for me it was really fun when I was coming up with all these. I was actually laughing and I was thinking of people in my head, which isn't supposed to be the thing. I think it's a little judgmental, but it happens. We all know these people, you all know them. So yeah, so thank you guys for listening today. I really appreciate it as always. Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share. Bye.